This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:39, and that was Jake Bugg with Lightning Bolt. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we're joined now by Sean Tanis of our news desk for Keep In View. And our story today is about food delivery services, something that is so familiar now to so many. A report by Asia Times has raised some interesting points on how these platforms could actually be doing more harm than good to restaurants. What's going on?
Yeah, so this report is basically a good read if you are a restaurant owner who is feeling the pinch from all these food delivery platforms. And this issue has been brewing for some time. And basically, they tried to highlight the changing power dynamics and balance of food delivery platforms. And it says the service has grown from a business that's driven to acquire more restaurants to one that's driven to acquire more customers now. And consequently, they are now moving towards maximizing profits. So some of the main issues that were raised include food delivery contracts that impose a 30% fee or more from the restaurant's revenue or sales. I think some of these rates are different for different countries. And another issue is the pledge to commit to retain the listed pricing, and also clauses that supposedly limit fair competition. So the report implies that these platforms are using these types of contracts to outmuscle restaurants into a key position in the daily lives of customers like you and I. And this is reportedly causing a lot of unhappiness among F&B operators.
But the counter argument to this issue is that the restaurants are getting exposure in exchange for this. You know, they get listed on a platform with high traffic, and it comes with being able to search. The payment and the delivery is processed by the app.
Right. So according to iChef Club SG, they were quoted in the report, and they gave a breakdown on costing where manpower, rental, cost of goods should not exceed 70% of overall revenue, right? And then you throw in all these branding and marketing, packaging, IT maintenance, and a whole bunch of things. Many restaurants are likely running below a 10% profit. So on top of all this, when you add the food delivery service model into this equation, they're saying many restaurants are losing money just to get listed. So the report says in nearly all cases, it's better for restaurants to do their own direct deliveries, even if that means that, you know, they are going to lose the exposure that a food delivery service listing can offer. And they're also saying that restaurants can use, you know, now you have like Google and Facebook ads where you may have more control if you're just a local brand. So let's say you are in TTDI. So you can target the demographic in TTDI only. And if your products are good and you have a high ceiling for brand loyalty, so customers may come directly anyway. So there were also claims about these platforms, using gamification and algorithms to sort of, you know, control the market, to dominate the how they prioritize certain companies. So things like incentives and discounts were mentioned. Apparently, these are being used to distort listings and prioritize companies who are willing to pay more just to appear on top of all these search results. So the report says this is in direct opposition to their own contract terms, and also that this prevents restaurants from having lower prices on site than those listed on the delivery service app, right? So when this article came out this week, I saw, at least some of my friends have been sharing these articles online, and they're all running F&B businesses, and they seem to agree. And it'll be interesting to hear from, you know, food delivery services, what they have to say, what kind of arguments they have against these claims. And it's something that we are definitely looking to explore going forward. In fact, I mean, it's a bit of a one-sided article, obviously. In fact, the title was saying, Big Tech Food Delivery Services Are Eating Your Lunch. And that gives away what they're trying to say. But very interesting topic, because it's something that when I try to order food and I ask them, why are you not on Grab or Foodpanda and all that? And these are the same things that they told me. So we would like to hear from, you know, maybe food delivery services in the future, what they have to say about this.
In the meantime, if you run an F&B outlet, for example, does this match up to your own experiences? And as a customer, I mean, have you been ordering more of this food from these platforms or going directly through the restaurants and, you know, just arranging for delivery from them directly? You can call us and let us know, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.